Business intelligence search continues to be a hot topic as companies look for new ways to get vital data into the hands of more and more workers. But BI search capabilities are still being developed, and evaluating search options can be confusing. I'm Jeff Kelly, news editor for searchdatamanagement.com, and today we're speaking with Philip Russum, senior manager of research at the Data Warehousing Institute, to get his advice on how to make the most of your BI technology search function. First, a little background on Philip. As research senior manager, he oversees many of TDWI's research-oriented publications, services, and events. Before joining TDWI in 2005, Russum was an industry analyst covering business intelligence at Forrester Research, Giga Information Group, and Hurwitz Group, as well as a contributing editor to Intelligent Enterprise and DM Review magazines. Well, welcome, Philip.
Hello, Jeff.
Well, I think a good place to get started on our discussion today about BI search. In a past searchdatamanagement.com article discussing a TDWI report that you authored in 2007, you said you were amazed that more companies hadn't implemented BI search. Why is that, and just what are the benefits of BI search?
First of all, the term BI search, BI stands for business intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when we say business intelligence, we're thinking about specific things like reports and the reporting tools that you create those with. Could also include data analysis tools, et cetera. So BI is for business intelligence, and BI search is really just the application of search technologies, but within the context of business intelligence. One of the places that companies will start with BI search is to simply have a search engine crawl and index all the reports that are in a particular BI platform. Now, you understand these BI platforms, they'll typically have user interfaces where people can go through a taxonomy or some categorization and find the reports they need. Other times, the platform will push reports to people. But, you know, there's still a need to have a search mechanism so that people can go through search to find reports. Typically, there's kind of a tipping point. I talk to organizations, they say once they have around 10,000 reports, it gets really difficult for people to find reports, and that's where BI search comes in handy as a first application of search.
Okay, well, is it correct? Am I incorrect in understanding that when it comes to business intelligence search capabilities, you're pretty much stuck with whatever the search functionality is pre-built into your existing BI system? And if that is the case, how important is it then to consider search capabilities when evaluating BI technologies?
Actually, that's not quite accurate. I'd like to take an opportunity to correct that a little bit.
Sure.
All the leading business intelligence platforms, you know, these platforms for reporting or data analysis tools, do have some search capability embedded within them. For a lot of these platforms, it's one of those just do it things. A lot of times search capability is authorized by the license that the company paid for. From an administrative viewpoint, quite often the administrator of the BI platform goes into a dialog box and checks a box to turn on the search capabilities, right? So so it's such a low barrier. That's why in your first question you mentioned I was surprised more companies hadn't done it. That's not much of a barrier, is it? So I'm surprised more companies haven't just turned on the search capability that's built into their BI platforms. But, you know, that's not the only option. That's certainly a good starting place. A lot of companies do start with the search that's embedded in one BI platform. But, you know, a lot of companies will have multiple brands of BI platforms. What if you want to search across multiple brands? Say you got Business Objects and Cognos, and maybe there's a little Information Builders in another department. It is possible to actually get a third-party search tool and use the third-party search tool to search reports and index them. That's real handy when you have multiple brands, like I just mentioned, because
mm-hmm.
The search capability embedded in, say, a business objects platform, it's only going to search business objects platforms, right? So if you want from one search mechanism to find reports in multiple BI platforms and other places too, then really that's a place where a lot of user organizations will go get a third-party search tool from the usual vendors, you know, like Verity, Autonomy, Fast, Indeca, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of leads me into my next question about some of the challenges associated with implementing business intelligence search. Besides the challenges you just outlined, does BI search need to be customized to an organization's reports to be effective? Is there a lot of heavy lifting when it comes to kind of implementing these third-party BI search functions?
There can be or not. Search technologies in general are really flexible. A lot of them, you just install them and turn them on and use the default settings, and they're actually pretty effective, whether you're using them for BI or something else. Search technologies get a little more challenging when you want to tweak them. And so I would also go back and say a lot of the BI search capabilities that are embedded in the BI platforms, it is that sort of you turn it on, and unfortunately, there aren't a lot of options for tweaking it. So you might wonder, what would you want to tweak? So, with search technologies in general, you want to tweak the scope of the crawling that the robots and spiders and crawlers do, because that'll affect the breadth and scope of the index that results. So that's really where you want to look at search capabilities that will allow you to do stuff like when you're indexing reports with BI search, you want to make decisions about the scope of the crawling. Are we going to crawl and index just the names of reports, just their titles? Are we going to look inside the files and index, say, some of the headings and subheadings that occur throughout there? People who are indexing reports through search technologies, kind of a advanced thing you want to do would be to also index references to databases and database tables. Because a lot of times people don't read reports to get the information out of them per se. They read the report to find out what data they're accessing, and then they go access that data through some other mechanism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to actually index that in search. So you get the idea there. You can flip on search capabilities, and they actually give you a lot of bang for the buck and a lot of bang for a minimal amount of effort. Or if you really want to tweak it and control what gets indexed, it takes some development time, but you end up with better targeted hits afterwards.
Well, how do you make those kind of decisions? How deep down you want to index your reports for search reasons? In what instances is it necessary to kind of go a little deeper than others? And how do you make that decision?
Well, first of all, with search technology in general, before you deploy it, the best practice is to talk to your colleagues, talk to the business people who are going to be served by it, and get a sense of what scope you want the indexing to cover, right? So, I mean, that's just a best practice in search technologies. Now, if we apply search to business intelligence, quite often kind of a base level, if people are just trying to find reports through search as opposed to rifling through 1,000 folders on a portal, then really you only need to index the titles of the reports, right? But another case would be a lot of times people look for reports that have certain information, and they do this to actually steal a part of a report, and they'll steal parts of, say, several reports, and then they'll put those parts together and create a new report. So believe it or not, a common best practice in creating reports is to steal bits and pieces from older reports and then customize them.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, then you want search to index pieces of the reports, right? So you want them to index headings and subheadings within the report that, show divisions of the report. Maybe you want to index the names of graphics and tables and so on and so forth, so people can find that stuff and creatively repurpose it into new reports.
Okay. So in terms of the actual market for these third-party business intelligence search tools, how would you characterize the market? What are the vendors out there, and how mature is the technology at this point?
Well, for one thing, the search technology is actually pretty mature at this point. Don't forget, we've had search technologies around since the dawn of the Internet, right? Now, obviously, the kind of search you use inside an enterprise is different from what's on the Internet, right? But we've seen a tremendous maturation in search. A lot of it goes beyond traditional search. A lot of it has some really smart stuff built into it for natural language processing, for clustering hits so that you don't just get this undifferentiated list of hits. Right, this stuff will be clustered together so that reports and documents that are similar will show up together on the list, and so on and so forth. And I could go on and on. So I think search technology in general has hit a really nice level of maturation here in the last few years. You asked about markets for BI search. Kind of at the low end of the market, would be kind of the limited search capabilities that are embedded in a lot of the BI platforms. It's hard to call that a market because a lot of times that just comes with the license you're already paying for, right? Some of the more advanced ones from some of the vendors will have an extra price tag to them. If you look at beyond that, though, to more enterprise search platforms, earlier I mentioned Autonomy, Verity, Fast, and Deca, et cetera, those vendors are very interested in selling more search engines to BI users, right? So from a market viewpoint, in a lot of ways, it's the search vendors who are more interested in selling products to the BI users.
So what advice would you have to customers out there that are trying to navigate this market of search vendors? What are some of the criteria they should be judging their decision on?
Yeah, well, like I said earlier, just do it. If you have a BI platform that has embedded BI search capabilities and you can just turn it on without paying extra for your license, then by all means, just do it. That alone gets quite a bit of effective functionality for the end users. They can find reports more easily. And also, BI search is a kind of discovery mechanism, isn't it, right? We use search in general to discover stuff we didn't know was there. So BI users can discover reports that they may not have known about. Now, obviously, they're still accessing these reports through the BI platform, and so the security mechanisms of the BI platform have to be kept in place. Just because someone discovers a report doesn't mean that they're allowed to read it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's one issue. Also, another recommendation would be if you want to do what I call report integration or BI platform integration, a lot of companies have put a fair amount of money this decade into consolidating multiple instances of their BI platforms into single instances, or if they had several brands of BI platforms to maybe kill off some of those brands and migrate reports into a single brand. That's part of the centralization that we've seen in IT in general. And people do it to try and reduce costs and reduce maintenance activities, et cetera. So, that's kind of a drastic way to do it. But I think some of the things you're trying to do, if you're trying to give people visibility into more reports by having the reports in fewer places, then I think that a search index created with some sort of federated search technology, such that the search index really shows you reports that are in multiple BI platform instances or even multiple brands, that's actually a fairly cost-effective and quick way to give people a common taxonomy, a common list of reports to work from.
Okay. And I guess finally, kind of looking forward, what can we expect in the terms of developments in BI search technology in the next 5-10 years?
Well, search is well on its way into a collision with other technologies. In particular, I already mentioned that search includes a lot of natural language processing capabilities. I think for the world of business intelligence, one thing people need from search is for it to embed more text mining or text analytic capabilities. That's where you have technology that can do what search does, find documents, in this case, find reports, but also take textual information from them and turn that into some kind of numeric or quantified data. Don't forget, business intelligence is really about running your business by the numbers, right? That's what reports do. They typically list numbers or chart them on graphs. And so search, which is really excellent at dealing with textual documents, it can be extended by some of these technologies I mentioned to help quantify things that are mentioned in the text, and that's really something BI needs.
All right, well, Philip, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Jeff.